year we wanted to focus on conflict and disasters, because this is a particularly dangerous and vulnerable situation for children who are associated to child labor in these circumstances. Sometimes the children themselves, they are associated with the conflict, like spies, like a cook, or even as combatants. In that case, it is considered a worse form of child labor because it deprives the child of his or her innocence, of his or her childhood. However, the conflict can affect the children in an indirect way, because when there is a conflict or a disaster, many people, they lose their livelihoods, they lose their job, and the social protection schemes do not occur anymore. So the family lose their income, and they are obliged to request their own children to work to increase the income of the family.
Is the ILO, the International Labour Organization, doing anything in this regard?
Yes, the ILO has been working together also with other United Nations agencies in taking care of the victims of child labour in many countries, in Nepal, in Myanmar, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, in Haiti or in the Philippines, for example, where programs to prevent child labour in these areas or to withdraw children that are already working have been put in place in collaboration with the local partners. And also, I'd like to recall an important program that we have in Jordan, which is taking care of children coming from Syria, Syrian refugees, who ended up in child labour because of the conflict in Syria. These have both the status of child labourers and also of refugees, so they are particularly vulnerable. And we have an important program in Amman to take care of these children. However, the work of the ILO is to accompany the country in, first of all, coming out with specific legislation on child labour and policies, and also to implement them.
I just wanted to go back because you mentioned the idea of children being forced to work during these situations because their families can't provide for them or they have to work. Is that necessarily bad? I mean, if the families can't feed the children have to go out to work. There's no other way out, I guess.
Yes, having worked on this matter for many years, I can very well relate and understand the skepticism. But in many cases, the fact is these children are deprived of their childhood or are deprived of their education, and therefore they will end up being adult without a decent occupation, and this will create even more poverty in the country. It's a kind of vicious circle that is created because of this. So to keep it short, although we understand that it's a long way, but we cannot really avoid it. We cannot avoid taking care of the issue of child labor. You know, if you look at one of the first conventions of the ILO, it is Convention Number 5 of 1919, and it was on child labor in the industrial sector. This was due to the presence of child labor during the Industrial Revolution in the Western world, in Europe and in North America, just after the First World War. So in that case, there was child labor even in developing countries in the Western world. Now, because of the socioeconomic development of these societies, child labor has been declined and even disappeared. So our role is to show to the other countries that are going through a development path that it is possible to eliminate child labor, that is something that requires time, but at the end it is possible to achieve this goal.
Mr. Dovidio, thank you for speaking to United Nations News. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about the World Day Against Child Labor or about actions to try and stamp it out globally?
Yes, I just want to say that, you know, the international community is united in one partnership that we called Alliance 8.7. 8.7 is the indicator of the Sustainable Development Goals that look at the elimination of child labor, trafficking, modern slavery. So it is important to join hands to reach this ambitious but very feasible goal to eliminate all these forms of abuse against men and children by 2030.